Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Lord keeps making up.
Listen here. Been through the storm. Even been through the rain. God knows I've suffered enough heartache and pain. Oh, every time I just turn around, I know the Lord
keeps making the way.
I don't know about you. Been through the storm. Even been through the pain. God knows I've suffered enough heartache and pain. Oh, every time. Every time I turn around, I know the Lord,
the Lord keeps making the way.
Every time I just turn around one more time, the Lord,
the Lord keeps making the way.
And I tell all the words, keep on,
keep making the way.
I don't know about you.
The Lord keeps making the way.
He opened up so many doors that I could not see.
Keep making the way.
The Lord keeps, oh,
the Lord. The Lord keeps making the way.
Turn around, the Lord keep making a way. Every time you turn around, the Lord keep making a way. He has not forgotten about you, my dear ones. Every time you turn around, the Lord keep making a way. He'll make a way out of no way. Yes, he is. He's a way maker. Every time you turn around, the Lord keep making a way.
I'm gonna tell everybody these words. Listen here. He didn't have to do it, but he did. I'm so glad,
glad he did.
Oh, he didn't have to do it, but he did. I'm so glad,
glad he did.
Let me tell you what you've been. He took
I am so glad he did. God sent his only begotten Son, suffered, died, and bled on the cross for my sins and for your sins. He who knew no sin. Father, we come in the matchless name of Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to come together as sisters and brothers in Christ. We plead the blood of Jesus against anything or anyone that may try to rise up against your people. Father, we pray for those under the sound of my voice that you touch them individually and collectively. Somebody need a word from the Almighty Living God. Someone need to be healed today. Someone need to be delivered today. Someone need to be set free. Loose them, Father God. Loose them in the name of Jesus. Set them free, Father God. Deliver someone from evil, Father God, from the evil one in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, right now for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. You didn't have to do it, but you did. You made a way for us out of no way. You granted us the ability to walk, to talk, to see, to taste, to smell. And Father God, you've wakened us in our right minds, and we thank you right now. We glorify you, and we magnify you. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day. Father, we thank you because of who you are, not because of what you've done, not because of what you're doing in our lives, but we rejoice in the Almighty Living God. And we lift up every individual under the sound of my voice. We thank you, Father God, for them setting up time early in the morning, Father God, just to praise you, glorify you, and magnify you. Before the rising of the sun, we thank you right now for those that are obedient to the word of God, that you told us to pray without ceasing. And, Father, we come seeking you early in the morning in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come praising you early in the morning. We come rejoicing in you early in the morning. We come giving you the praise, the honor, and the glory early in the morning. And we thank you right now, Father God. We thank you for giving us the opportunity just to seek you for the answers that we so desire. Father, but we pray right now that your will be done in every situation in our lives right now. Father, we pray that your will be done in our lives, in our finances, in our transactions, in our schools. We pray that your will be done at the doctor's office as someone goes through surgery this morning. We pray that your will be done. We pray that your will be done in that disobedient child. We pray that your will be done in that husband or wife. We pray that your will be done in our marriages. We pray that your will be done in our homes, in our city. We pray that your will be done in the county. We pray that your will be done in the state. We pray that your will be done in the White House. We lift up our President of the United States of America. We lift up, Father God, President Biden and his wife, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your will be done. We pray for Vice President Kamala Harris. We pray for her husband and her family in its entirety, that your will be done. We pray for the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and her husband, her family in its entirety. We pray that your will be done. We pray, Father God, for all of our congresspersons, our senators, our House of Representatives, our Ways and Means Committee. We pray for our council persons. We pray for our delegates. We pray, Father God, for our police department, our military, Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, National Guard, Honor Guard. We pray, Father God, that your will be done. We pray for our attorneys. We pray for our judges. We pray, glory be to God, hallelujah, our sheriffs, Father God. Once again, for our police department, we pray that your will be done. We pray for our doctors, our nurses, our anesthesiologists. We pray, Father God, for the nurses' aides. We pray for those that clean the floors in the hospitals, in the nursing homes, in the assisted living facilities. We pray, Father God, for those that are dispensing the medication. We pray, Father God, for the medication. We pray for our vaccines, that your will be done. We pray, glory be to God, thank you, Jesus, for our schools. We pray for our teachers, our professors, our substitutes. We pray for our principals. We pray for those that prepare the food in our schools, in our colleges, in our universities. We pray for those that clean the floors, Father God. We pray for all of our sanitation workers that pick up the garbage, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that your will be done. We pray, glory be to God, thank you, Jesus, for all of our assistant principals. We pray, Father God, for our teachers once more. We pray, glory be to God, for all of those that are in the schools trying to keep our children safe. We pray that your will be done. We pray for our churches, our mass, our temples. We pray, Father God, for our archbishops, our cardinals, our bishops, our chief apostles, our apostles. We pray for our pastors. We pray in the name of Jesus for our ministers of the gospel, our evangelists and our missionaries. We pray, glory be to God, Father God, for our prayer warriors, our intercessory prayer warriors that are interceding for those that don't know how to pray, that don't know when to pray, for those that don't feel like praying, those that don't know what to say. We pray, Father God, that your will be done in their life. We pray for our children, that your will be done. We pray, glory be to God, hallelujah, for our careers and our jobs. We pray for those that are singing rap, that your will be done. We pray, glory be to God, for those that are singing the songs of Zion, that your will be done. We pray, glory be to God, for all of those in leadership positions, that your will be done. We pray for the Catholic Church, that your will be done. We pray, glory be to God, for someone that's about to take a test today, a test that will challenge their knowledge. We pray that your will be done as they take that test. We pray, Father God, for someone that's taking a test for their health, and we pray that your will be done. We pray, Father God, because you told us to pray. You told us to pray without ceasing. You said if my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, seek my face, then you will hear from heaven and heal the land. We pray, Father God, that your will be done in the name of Jesus in every situation in our lives. We pray that your will be done in our bank accounts, Father God. As we write out checks to pay our bills, we pray that your will be done. As the bills begin to come into our homes toward the end of the month, we pray that your will be done. We pray for the individual that's about to purchase that new home, that your will be done. We pray for the individual that's about to purchase a new car. We pray that your will be done. We pray, Father God, that your will be done in every situation. We decree and declare that your will be done in our lives. We decree and declare that your will be done in Congress. We decree and declare that your will be done in the lives of our newly elected officials. Glory be to God. We decree and declare that your will be done in the prisons. We decree and declare that your will be done on our jobs. We decree and declare as we travel that your will be done as we ride in our personal vehicles, as we ride on the MTA buses, as we ride on the school buses. We pray that your will be done as the drivers touch the steering wheels. We pray that your will be done on the conductors that conduct the trains, the pilots that fly the planes. Pray that your will be done. Not our will, but your will. We know, Father God, that your will is in order. We know that your will is the right way. We pray that your will is the highest will. We pray that your will be done. We declare that God's will is being done in our lives. We thank you, Father God, because it's the highest form of prayer. It always brings happy, perfect, satisfying results. Thank you, Jesus, because God is a God of love. And we thank you right now, Father God, for loving us. Yes, we thank you right now. We pray that your will for your children. We pray your will for your children. We thank you, Father God, because it's the highest and the best. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us to speak with you this morning. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us safe from the fires and the floods and the bees of the night. Those that have lost homes, Father God, we pray that your will be done. those that were affected by the floods and the hurricanes and the tornadoes. We pray that your will be done. Someone have lost a home. Someone have lost loved ones. In the midst of all that, we pray that your will be done. Not our will, but your will. And we turn that situation over to you. We willingly do the will of God. Thank you, Jesus. Not my will, but thine will be done. Father, I willingly do the good will of God in every situation in my life. God works in me to will and do whatever he wants done. And God's good will cannot fail. God works. God's works will not fail you. Thank you, Jesus. I call on God's will to do his perfect work in my finances, in my home, with my friends, with my family. As I sign those papers, I pray that your will be done in this situation. Now for the good of all concerned. Jesus said in John 5:17, my Father worketh, and I work. Thank you, Jesus. I affirm God's will be done in every situation in our lives on this day and the days to come. Thank you, God. Pray in the name of Jesus that God's will be done. Thank you, God. We thank you, God. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you that your will be done. Perfect will. In every situation in our lives, the lives of our family members, our loved ones, we pray that your will be done. Not my will, but thy will be done. Turn it over to Jesus, my sisters and my brothers. Let go and let God. Let God's will be done. God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Thank you, Jesus. Turn that situation over to Jesus. Turn that boss over to Jesus. Turn that supervisor over to Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Turn that child over to Jesus. Put him or her in God's hands. Remember, we can't change people. We are not God. People need the Lord. People need to trust in God. We come against that spirit of mental illness, that disobedient spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We come against that spirit right now, and we pray that God's will be done in that individual's mind. We know that God is a mind regulator, and he is a heart fixer. Pray that your will be done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Your will be done. Not my will, but your will. We put it in your hands. Thank you, Jesus. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day, that your will be done, not my will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Somebody ought to praise him, allowing God's will to be done. Not your will. This is not Burger King. Have it in your way. Popping it in the microwave oven and asking God to reach a solution quickly. It's not about your way. Please read your Psalm of Protection, 91. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Every day. Every day. Let go and let God. He will protect you from seen and unseen danger. Yes, he will. You may want to go in one direction, and he's telling you to go in the other direction. He knows all, and he sees all. Thank you, God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from a nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. God is protecting you this morning. Thou shalt not be afraid of a terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that waits at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, and it shall not come nigh thee. Thine eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even most high, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, that stash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample on the feet, because he have set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he have known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life, and I believe long, healthy life, will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. This is the word of God for the people of God. And we thank God for those that are listening that have problems with their eyesight. And this is why I read it for them. A lot of them don't have Braille, don't have Bibles, don't have the phones that could talk. But we're praying that God will make a way out of no way and provide you with them. Someone's lying in their bed. They don't feel like moving this morning. Don't feel like lifting up to get a Bible. We thank God for the reading of his word. Thank you, Jesus. And you need to take time out and read to someone. Share the word of God with someone instead of murmuring and complaining. Tell an individual, I've come to read the word of God to you. I've come to pray with you. Thank you, God. Bless someone with the word of God. Reading and praying the word of God over them. Thank you, Jesus. Someone need that today. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw also thy spirit and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. And salvation is free. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Salvation is free. Don't cost you nothing. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Somebody's going through something this morning. But you are an overcomer. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord, my dear ones, and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord. He will make your load light. Yes, he will. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. So don't worry about stop being concerned about those individuals and what they have done. The word of God says, delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee desires of thine heart. And I pray that the desires of your heart are lined up with the word of God. We're not wishing evil on no one. We're not wishing ill health on no one. We're praying for their salvation. We want to win souls for Christ. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. Stop wishing evil on someone. Stop bad-mouthing someone. Only by the grace of God that you are where you are. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Don't forget you were a sinner too. Saved by the grace of God. Thank God for his grace and mercy. When you were out there in the world, there was somebody talking about you. So you pray for the salvation of the unsaved. Rest in the Lord. Keep your big mouth shut. Stop bad-mouthing people. Only by the grace of God, you are where you are. Rest in the Lord. And wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who bringeth prosperous in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself for any wise to do evil. Why? The word of God says, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall what? Inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth and delight themselves in abundance of peace. God will bless you with peace in the midst of situations going on around you. And the word of God said, blessed is the peacemaker, for they shall be called what? The children of God. Blessed is the peacemaker. The drama king, not the drama queen. The word of God said, blessed is the peacemaker. Stop causing all that drama in your life and in the lives of others. Thank you, Jesus. But the meek shall inherit the earth and delight themselves in an abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. Verse 13, Psalm 37. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see his day is coming. You pray about it and stop worrying about it. Why worry when you can pray? Trust God. Lean not to thy own understanding. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and say the upright in conversation. What kind of conversation are you carrying? Positive, encouraging, letting someone know how good God is? Is your conversation upright, or is your conversation bringing someone down? Watch your conversation, my dear ones. God is hearing everything you're saying. Yes, he is. Is your conversation upright? Is your conversation encouraging? Is your conversation motivating? Is your conversation a conversation that will let someone know that God will do what he's done for others, he'll do for you? God has no respect to persons. But you got to trust him and live according to the will and the word of God. Make up your mind. You want to walk the straight and narrow path? Yes, you can. To Jesus. It's not hard. You just make up your mind. Thank you, God. You make up your mind and stop listening to all those other voices. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Make your mind, as the song say, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. A little the righteous man has better than the riches of many the wicked. Watch out. Go back to verse 15. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. This is the word of God. A little that the righteous man have is better than the riches of many the wicked. My God, my God, my God. That's saying a lot right there. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many the wicked. Some folks are never satisfied. The more they get, the more they want. Never enough. Never satisfied. But I want you to know this morning, you can be satisfied in Jesus. Yes, you can. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. He's upholding you, my dear ones. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and what? Their inheritance shall be forever. And forever means forever. Psalm 37, verses 1 through 18. Not thy will, but God's will be done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, that we have the ability to talk directly to you. You may be amazed how quickly your prayers will be answered when you treat God as a loving father and speak directly to him. Spend time talking to everybody but God. God is a loving father. He want to hear from you every day. Thank you, Jesus. Pray without ceasing. Take time out directly to God. He's waiting to hear from you, my dear ones. He want to restore all that the locusts have taken away. We prayed prayers of decree, talking directly to God. The decree of asking, the decree of guidance, the decree of divine intelligence. God has divine intelligent individuals. The decree of divine love, agape love, unconditional love of Jesus Christ. The decree that God's will is being done. Not my will, but thy will be done. The decree of divine plan. God is a God of order. Yes, he is. As you go into the court, the judge says, order in the court. Thank you, God. The decree of divine blessings. You are a blessing. And God wants you to bless other individuals. The decree of faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You have to see it to believe it. Because you got faith in God. And God's will be done. Not your will. God's will be done. The decree of divine faith and the decree of divine restoration. Yes, he will restore all that the locusts have taken away from you. Along with speaking forth your prayers of decree into the ethers every day for at least 15 or 5 to 15 minutes, another dynamic method for getting your prayers answered is to write out your decrees. Then the Word of God says, write your vision and make it plain. Some of us have vision boards. It's okay. Some of us have prayer notebooks in which we write daily out affirmations about all that concerns you as an individual or that you wish to accomplish that day. Each day that you wake up, you should have a plan. What is our plan to accomplish today? Number one, pray and read the Word of God. Meditate. Spend time with Jesus. He should be the first person or first thing on your schedule. It's amazing in checking back later to see how often your prayers are answered. You write out your visions, your affirmations, the Word of God. By writing down your decrees and reading them over at intervals, both aloud and silently, you help fasten your mind on what you want. No evil. Remember, no evil thoughts, no evil actions. As one woman recently wrote and said, when I begin to feel depressed coming on, I write down scriptures or affirmations until I feel a sense of peace. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. The Lord's in the fullness thereof. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Write it out. Write it out. Write it out. Don't shout it out. Write it out. This seems to be the turning point from negative feelings into a time of hope and renewed faith that good will come in God's time and God's will be done. another prayerful person who has gotten fine results from reading the Word of God, writing out the scriptures, writing affirmations, writes out her decrees in the form of a letter to God. Isn't that a blessing? Writing a letter to God, saying, "Dear God, grant this or endow that." An age-old prayer method is to write your affirmations of healing. Dear God, you said in your word, "By your stripes I am healed." Dear God, you said that you'll make a way out of no way. Dear God, you said that my cup will run over. Writing out the scriptures concerning healing. Writing out the scriptures concerning prosperity. Writing out the scriptures concerning happiness. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. And then to wear it, maybe in your pocket. So you can take it out your pocket or ladies, put it in your purse, and just read it. When you're feeling down, when you're feeling out, when you're feeling depressed, the Word of God will make a difference in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Write it out. Also, quietly putting the scriptures or your affirmations where you can pick it up. When you begin to eat your breakfast in the morning, right by your breakfast, while you're drinking your coffee, while you're sipping some tea, the Word of God, the scriptures, maybe on your mirror in your bathroom, maybe on the mirror in your bedroom. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for your word. Thank God for the outpouring of your love. Write out your decrees. One of the most least known prayers of decree, yet one of the most important for getting your prayers answered, is a decree of divine restoration. Divine restoration. If you could trace back in memory the cause of the unhappy experience in your life, you would doubtless discover that most of these experiences, ill health, financial difficulties, and human relation problems were related to a belief in loss. My God, my God, my God. The thought of loss lounge in your conscious and subconscious phrases of the mind causes many, perhaps most, of life difficulties. The word loss literally means destruction. And the thought of loss held in the mind is a destructive one. However, a belief in present and future fulfillment blots out previous beliefs in loss, as promised by the prophet Joel. Tell this to your counselor, therapist. Tell this to your psychiatrist. I'll restore to you the years the locusts have eaten, Joel 2:25. You can establish such a belief in person or in present and future fulfillment by affirming divine restoration. The Word of God says, "I will restore to you. I will restore to you the years the locusts have eaten." Joel 2:25. Pull your words out. Put a scripture out. Pull the Word of God out. That's what the Word of God says. And I believe it. I have faith in God. That's what God's word says. The doctor said you have this and you have that. You'll never be able to walk again. You'll never be able to see again. You'll never be able to run again. Look at Wilma Rudolph. She not only walked, but she was running and got gold medals. Thank you, Jesus. Many of individuals have had their loved ones called to the deathbed, and they are alive today, breathing, walking, miracles. There was a young lady that was in a coma for a number of years. The doctor told her mother, "You might as well just pull her off of that tube and let her go. Because if she lives, she's going to be a vegetable." The mother said, no, I'm going to come each day and read the word of God and pray with my daughter. Because even though she's in a coma, she hears me. And I believe that God is going to heal her. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. The mother didn't give up on God. She had faith. She had faith in God. She read the word. She prayed the word. She speak into existence. Her daughter is now alive. My God, don't tell me what God can't do. And we laugh about it when she told me about that situation. The doctor said she would be a vegetable if she did live. This young lady is now walking, giving trips to Atlantic City, volunteering her time and her services in the school system. Thank God. God is a miracle-working God. Whose report are you going to believe? Let God's will be done. Divine restoration. The word restore means to make beautiful again. It's making you beautiful again, my sisters and my brothers. Yes, he is. He's restoring all that the locusts have taken away from you. Look at Job. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. God has not changed. The word restore means to make beautiful again. As you affirm divine restoration of your good, so much can be added to the present that it seems even to fill the emptiness of the past. We all had a past. We've all gone through something. You ain't by yourself. Thank you, Jesus, for our past. Because we're now in the future. We're walking in the present time. And this too shall pass. Thank God for our trials and our tribulations. It's to build us up, make us stronger in the Lord, so that we can tell somebody how good God is, so we can let somebody know that God is a healer, that God is a way maker, God is a deliverer, God can do anything but fail. We can tell somebody, trust in God. We can tell somebody, lean not to thy own understanding. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Somebody ought to praise him this morning. Somebody ought to glorify him. Somebody ought to magnify him. Thank you, Jesus. Can't nobody do you like Jesus? Can't nobody do you like Jesus? As you affirm divine restoration of your good, so much can be added to the present that it seems to fill the emptiness of your past. Your cup will run over. In the process, whatever has been taken from you is then what? Divinely restored. Divinely restored. God is restoring someone this morning. Spiritually. Spiritually. Your soul needs to be restored. Spiritually. Thank you, God. We're always looking at the physical. But something on the inside is working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Men and women of God, set an example for the world. Let them see that you trust God no matter what. Let your words be words of encouragement. In the process, whatever has been taken from you is then being divinely restored. Always there is a balancing, restoring power for good at work in every person. And in every experience of apparent loss. Instead of trying to force your good, affirm that it is now divinely restored in God's own time. In God's own time. God is not a microwave oven. God is not Burger King. In God's own time and way, and it will still appear. Affirm with me this morning, my sisters and my brothers. I want you to repeat after me. I call on the power of divine restoration. Let's say that again. I call on the power of divine restoration. My good of past and present is divinely restored to me now. Say it again. I call on the power of divine restoration. My good of past and present is divinely restored to me now. And I want you to say this. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Repeat it again. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. One more time for the Holy Ghost. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That's the word of God. Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith. Now I want you to repeat after me again. This is a time of divine fulfillment. I give thanks for divine duration and mind, body, financial affairs, and in all my relationships now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to repeat it again. I call on the power of divine restoration. My good of past and present is divinely restored to me now. This is a time of divine fulfillment. I give thanks for divine restoration in mind, body, financial affairs, and in all my relationships now. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. One more time, I want you to get this in your spirit, mind, body, spirit, and soul. I call on the power of divine restoration. My good of past and present is divinely restored to me now. This is a time of divine fulfillment. I give thanks for divine restoration. God is restoring your mind for divine restoration in mind, body, financial affairs, and in all my relationships now. Glory be to God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I decree and declare divine restoration in your mind, your body, and your soul. Receive your divine restoration today, my sisters and my brothers. Receive it today. Receive it now. Divine restoration. In the book of Joel, it says, I'll restore to you the years the locusts have eaten. Go to the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 25, and you'll see it there. The word of God for the people of God. The prayer of divine restoration. God is restoring to you all that the locust has eaten, mind, body, spirit, and soul. God is restoring your ability to want to live for Jesus Christ. God is restoring your loved ones. God is restoring that mindset that you need to have to worship and praise the Almighty Living God. Divine restoration. Receive it on this day. Divine restoration. This is your Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart, with you this morning. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021. Thank you, Jesus, for the praise reports. I received many, many praise reports. Thank God. He's a prayer-answering God. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Send your prayer request to P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Receive your miracles, divine restoration. God is restoring all that you have lost. Give God the praise. Give God the glory. Give God the honor. Tune in again tomorrow at 6 a.m. Power Hour Prayer with Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. God is giving you a double portion blessing. Somebody's getting a triple portion blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for divine restoration. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Trust in God. Lean not to thy own understanding. Allow him to lead you and direct your path. To God be the glory for the great things he's doing. This is miracle working season. God bless you real good.